Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today's episode I'm going to have a little fun with. I called it, Why Does My Body Hurt? Now, a couple of episodes ago, I mentioned that we're in the process of moving, and it's exciting, and we're looking at it as a new beginning, and we're really stoked. The more stuff we move over there, the happier I get about the place we found. It's really beautiful. It's big. There's lots of room. There'll be adventures there inside as we figure out the arrangements and all the stuff associated with moving. Here's the funny thing. I guess I could have thought of it as a drag because I have to tear apart the entire recording studio, take down my entire green screen and video operation, take down my entire video editing computer and its multiple monitors, and all of those desks associated with that and move it all over there, and it could have been a gigantic pain. And I could view it as a big drag, but I don't. I view it as something super exciting, and I'm thrilled that we're doing it. We have a beautiful new place, and yep, for the next 2 weeks and the last 1 week, so a total of 3 weeks, there's been a lot of flogging of hours and work and on and on and on. So the answer then is, should be really obvious, why does my body hurt? Well, here's a weird thing. I'm not that old. I'm 64. I'll be 65 in 2 months, in December, and it's in the middle of October as I make this, of 2020. And I'm going to be 65 pretty quick, and that's not that old. When I was younger, I thought 65 was old, like old. But now that I'm there, it isn't. But why does my body hurt? Well, it's not too difficult if you go back and look at my medical history. I was healthy all of my life, black belt and 2 different martial arts and double black skiing and everything else. And I abused my body thoroughly, physically in that sense, a lot of injuries. No broken bones to speak of, but lots of dislocated this, that, and the other. But anyway, it didn't matter. All that stuff healed, and I stayed limber, et cetera, et cetera. And then about 3 years ago, I guess I started paying the piper. I had an emergency gallbladder operation, and that was surgery. And that should be outpatient, but I was in the hospital for 3 days because it was so ugly. So that was the physician's words, not mine. Then 2 years ago, this last June, so not quite 2.5 years ago now, I got really, really, really sick. That's when I died. And I wrote Meeting God at the Door because I did, in fact, have a near-death experience. It was extraordinary and spawned 3 books that you can read if you want to. Oh, I should mention, by the way, in any of the books or other material, songs, and everything that I refer to are available on the website, www.kellenflukiger.com. There's a tab there that has stuff if you're interested in reading any of that. Also, you can go on Amazon. Anyway, so that episode, I was in a coma for a couple of weeks. I was in intensive care and biological isolation for, you know, 3 weeks and died and had an amazing experience. That left me completely flatlined physically. I could not walk. I could not do anything. And my measure of health has always been push-ups for some reason. There's never been a time, even when I was overweight earlier in my life, when I couldn't hit the floor and do 40 push-ups. When I get out of the hospital, I couldn't get my nose out of the carpet. So that was dramatic. On top of that, they told me when I left that my lungs were trashed because I had double pneumonia. And the kind of pneumonia that I had was necrotizing MRSA, which is a lethal bacteria. And in fact, they told me the kind of particular strain I had had a 10-day mortality rate of 100%. I hadn't been in the hospital in 60% since I was, et cetera, et cetera. But God had other ideas, as evidenced by the visit that we had and so forth. So that's not surprising then that my body was busted. And over the last 2 years plus, I've been on a rampage to try to put my body back in shape. Then 6 months later, in December of 2018, which will be 2 years in 2 months, I went back to the hospital, had another emergency surgery because the MRSA had come back. And this time it was in my spinal column at the top between C2 and T1. So it was about a 4-inch section where there was an infection. that had calcified and was putting pressure on my spinal cord so that on December 5th, 2018, I woke up paralyzed from the waist down. And when I got out of bed that morning, I fell on my face on the floor. So that was exciting. So given those two extraordinarily traumatic events, and they were accompanied by one was a near-death experience and the other was not, but had some extraordinary revelations and visions with it, which again, if you care to read that, they're in the books. So that's what I've been struggling with repairing and getting back to full health, because what I decided was no matter what, I was going to live the life, the ultimate life we've been talking about. And what is that? The life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create with your divine gifts and talents as you serve. So when you serve others with your divine gifts, there's no greater joy than being of service, than helping people do good, achieve something, feel better, take courage, and go through their own trials. And you know what? Your own struggles and trials and tribulations and difficulties and broken things in your own life are the very engine and fuel for your capability to do that. I figured out finally, and I heard a talk from one of the church people I listen to occasionally, I heard a talk that said, you know, that your tribulations or your trials are the very things that give you a specialized empathy to be able to help others. And I love that saying from this particular fellow. And so given that medical history, and then given my conversations with God and the commitments I made that no matter what, I was going to come back and be the kind of person that I am, coach and help other people end addiction to mediocrity and reaffirm to you your divinity, reaffirm to you no matter what, your capability, your right, and your opportunity to create your ultimate life. You can have it. You have to slam your fist down or put it down gently and say, nothing's going to get in my way. I will not be denied these opportunities, these blessings, and these feelings. You can have them no matter where you are now, no matter what has come before. And that is the beauty of the message and the thoughts that I have finally learned. I spent the first 55 years of my life in depression, not good enough, getting by, oh yeah, making lots of money and living what was supposed to be the high life, but miserable inside, hurting, and using substances to numb life and to just get by. What a miserable existence, no matter how much money I had, and there was plenty of that. Then, finally, I woke up. You know, it was clear that there was another path in life. There was another way to live this, not what I was doing. And I don't know where you are right now, and I don't know what's come before in your life. But what I know is even if your body hurts, even if your heart hurts, even if your life has been rough, you and you alone are responsible for your life. You have the opportunity in your hand right now to create anything you want. And let's start with getting on the road to your ultimate life, shall we? Your ultimate life, your life of purpose, your life of prosperity, your life of joy. And how do you do that? You create it by serving others with your divine gifts. And that might sound simplistic and wave it off and say, how do you turn that into money? And the answer is, we each need to figure out how we can serve with our divine gifts. Because when you serve someone, they pay you. Sometimes they'll pay you in cash, sometimes they'll pay you in kind, but the point is, as we serve each other to the depths of our soul and the depth of someone's need, you become valuable. You become unimaginably valuable, irreplaceable, and people will pour money on you. Think of inventors right now. Someone who invented what? The iPhone. They pour money on them. Why? Because it serves a need for us. Or a nutritional supplement. Or a person who helps you get over a problem that you have. A physical therapist that helps you overcome an injury. You know, we pour money on people that solve problems for us. Now, your divine gifts will solve problems for someone and some group of people. The question that's always there is, how do I do that? How do I figure that out? And the answer is way simpler than you think. The first step is to say, I'm going to do it no matter what. Because usually what happens is it's a little harder than we thought, so we quit. Oh, didn't work, huh? Didn't work for me. It's all a bunch of hype. Can't do it, can't work, blah, blah, blah. And the truth is, yes, it can. You gave up too soon. Why does my body hurt? Well, mine hurts right now because I'm in the middle of moving. And so I'm doing way more lifting and running up and down stairs, both here and at the new place, than I imagined for a long time. And you know what? I'm grateful. Why? Because it's requiring me to move to the next level of physical fitness. I've been working for 2 years to get my lungs back. When I left the hospital, they told me 10 years to never would be the time that I got my lung function and capacity back. Well, it's been a slow haul. It's been a slug. The last time I went to the doctor, they looked at a CT scan, and he said, well, there's one spot there. We hope it's scar tissue. We hope it's not cancer. Oh, great. That was nice to hear. Well, you know what? It's not cancer. It's going to be scar tissue, and we're going to be okay. I'm going to get another one in a few months, and we'll see. But I know in my heart it will be fine. And so here's the key. You decide where you hurt right now. Because my body hurting is, I know why. I'm pushing it really hard, lifting, running up and down stairs, you know, way, way, way harder in the last week and for the next 2 weeks. I'm grateful because that means I'm moving to the next level of physical fitness. Oh, it hurts. And man, I sleep good at night. But that's okay. So the question for you now is, where do you hurt? Where are you stretching yourself? Because my body hurting right now is just a symbol of me stretching myself, pushing my physical activity and lifting and stuff beyond its normal capacity. And I'm grateful because that's a chance for me to move up the physical fitness chain. Yay. So what it usually means when you hurt, whether it's physically like I am right now, or emotionally or something, is you are pushing a boundary. You're challenging something. You're moving outside of a comfort zone, outside of somewhere that you act and do things that doesn't hurt. Well, we all know no growth happens in the comfort zone. It only happens at the boundaries or outside of the comfort zone. Now, some people say, well, you can stay in your comfort zone and still grow. Well, you can, but it's really slow because you operate right at the boundaries of your comfort zone. Still in there, you'll grow, but it's slow and you grow very gradually, but you will grow. I prefer, it's just my own preference, to push it a little harder and to operate a little outside the zone because I've found that it lets you grow faster. But that's a choice you can make. So when you hurt, it means something is outside your comfort zone. Now, when that happens, it isn't always the case that you can fix it. So, for example, if someone is doing something, if you're in an unhealthy relationship and someone's doing something to you, either attitudinally or physically, that is hurting you because it's outside your comfort zone, by yourself, you can't fix it. You need to get out of the relationship, fix the relationship, or get some help. You don't live in it. You don't tolerate it. You don't put up with it. It's the same thing with my unhealthy behaviors. When I was doing drugs and was an addict, I had to do something about it. I had to get to rehab, get some counseling, and get help so I could get out of that pain that was hurting me because I was outside of the comfort zone of the body and outside of the comfort zone of my spirit and heart. I was doing things that were way outside the zone, and they were not helpful. And so every pain is not a sign of growth. Every pain that is says you're outside your comfort zone doesn't mean you're growing. You can be hurting too. Pain serves a couple of functions. One is, yeah, you work too hard, and so there's some recovery pain, some lactic acid in the muscles, et cetera, et cetera. That goes away, and your muscles get stronger. There are other pains that you have that say, this is damage. This is broken. You're ruining things. And I was experiencing an awful lot of that in my previous life, not now. So here's the key. The key is you can fix any of the pains that you're having, whether they're in your heart or whether they're in your body. The only question is, are you willing to go after the solutions? Because if those pains are standing between you and your ultimate life, your choice is to give in to mediocrity and live with the easy and obvious, which you can do. There's no rule that says you can't do that. Or you can say, I refuse to live with the easy and obvious. I refuse to let the pains that I'm experiencing in my body or in my heart define me. You are not your body. You are the divine essence, the spirit, the power inside your body. Your body's a vessel. So if I push my body a little hard and it hurts, that's good. And I would encourage you to examine the pains that you have, whether they're physical, spiritual, or emotional, and ask yourself, are they pains of growth or are they pains of damage? If they're pains of damage, take the steps today, right now, to begin to move away from those things that are damaging you and move in the direction of growth. You have a right and an opportunity this minute to move one step toward your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. The only question is, are you willing to go there? So your invitation and challenge today is to join me. Join me in experiencing pains of growth, which are good, and getting away from pains of damage. Love yourself and develop and use your divine gifts to move forward toward your ultimate life.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on